Okay, don't say anything naughty, recording.
How are you?
Okay, nobody's hopped on yet, but there you go. Yes, I need it.
It's allergy season. Do you like to read?
Is it ever?
Oh, that's so awesome. Nobody reads anymore. They're already on their phone. I'm really proud of you.
Oh, especially. Come on.
No, no,
no. Actually, we're flowering this year. Which is a help.
I went to Costco, got the big old bulk of the nasal sprays, and that's what we use.
Yep, that's what we do. Good old Costco. Are you okay?
I'm okay.
Yeah.
She has a planning commission meeting. Not a planning commission. Good to see you.
Cindy, we went out the other day and that little place out there looks fabulous.
Oh.
Josh, and that little place I showed you, Quincy has now, the little house, looks so nice. It's all nice and
awesome.
That one is, but the little one over there, you can see it now. It's really cute. It's a cute little home.
Yeah, I just love all the lilacs.
Yeah.
The things that are there still that were left there because.
Okay, what house? Did you buy a house?
Well, there's a little, we're fixing okay. up a house.
Miss this one.
If you go right behind your place, there's one of the old original fire hydrants from back in the 30s. It's stuck in the weeds, not too far from your back door, but it's the coolest looking thing.
Oh,
yeah. From the old town, it's just sitting there. If you walk down that little trail a little bit, you'll see it sitting back there. It's in the corner, yeah.
Oh, cool. It's different looking.
Yeah.
Than what they are now.
I'd like to pull it out and like put it in front of, because it's not working, but we need to paint it and put it in front. It's back from the 30s, real cool old fire hydrant.
Put it in front of the fire department.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we need a survey because I'm not quite sure where the property lines are there.
You own a pretty good square there.
Yeah, I think so. Just judging from the county side, but I'm not sure. Yeah, we're not going to be doing anything permit to the yard, but we might want to put some gravel parking in. You know, gravel where you drive. In on front and back area.
Yeah.
I don't want
to
do anything.
You have a lot of room there because they used to park in front. Barry used to,
yeah.
And then in the back then there.
Yeah.
So cool there.
Yeah,
I would like that place.
Well, shoot, I don't know. Was it canceled? It wasn't canceled.
No, Tom's trying to get on, I think.
Is he trying to get on?
He'll be on in just a second. Tom's
okay.
trying to get on. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll leave everybody to the.
What else where?
I told you a while ago. It's kind of
okay. on Cascade.
Yeah, so it's on.
Okay.
It's on the other side. I told you, didn't I?
Yeah, I think you did. Yeah. But it was like, what? You did it?
Yeah. You did it.
It's like a little fairy tale.
Yeah. You don't have to sit over there.
No, you don't. Especially.
Yeah. You can
come
sit over
so
here.
You don't have to yell.
Okay.
We don't bite, believe me.
What are you laughing at?
She definitely
bites.
We usually tell Josh.
I need it.
I imported a bunch of chocolate from New Zealand the other day. Like 3 boxes.
Are you there?
Yes, I am.
I can't hear you very well. See if we can turn you up.
No.
No?
Oh,
Deanna,
sorry.
Deanna,
can you turn him up?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, turn me up.
Turn you up.
I don't think so. Up all the way.
One of those?
It's volume. We're at 100.
Bingo, bingo, bongo.
Yeah.
Testing.
As loud as it gets.
Okay.
I could put a little microphone here.
That's a nice idea.
That might work.
We just got these, so we're still figuring it out.
Maybe.
And then Northwest Portland.
Maybe if we go like this. Except now you probably lost your view of half the.
Actually,
okay. Say something now. Wait.
2017?
Say something now, Tom.
2009.
Yeah. That didn't really help. Okay, keep talking.
Okay. You still there?
Yeah. One more time.
Bingo. Hello.
That better?
That's louder.
Okay. Well, we'll see.
Is it just coming out of the speaker? Right?
Yeah, off the computer, which I'm not even sure where it's at. Okay, say something now.
Say something now. Say something now.
It's not super helpful. Okay, you'll just have to talk loud.
Okay, is that loud?
Not really. Doesn't like being right there.
Oh, it's going to give you feedback.
Yeah, what? Keep talking.
How about this?
It's,
any
it's,
better?
Okay, well, sort of. Sort of, kind of. And that is for hear them, all right?
No.
No.
Nope.
Can you hear me now?
Anybody talking? Yeah, I can hear that.
Can you hear me, Tom?
Yes, I can.
Can you hear me, Tom?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
All right. Well, hopefully that'll do it. And hopefully you don't get too much feedback. Okay.
We'll holler if we do.
Okay.
Yeah, I got it. Right. Okay.
Okay. Who's all there?
Josh Good from the council's here.
Yeah, but how many, who's there? Who do we got there from the commission?
Anna's here and Quincy's here.
So Quincy and Donna?
Yes, and.
And Katie's going to be there, so.
She'll
be late. Okay. Okay. Yeah.
In the regular
or
in the regular.
Oh, okay.
So should we just wait? Just wait then. We'll have to, right?
Yep, you
don't have a quorum.
Yeah.
Well, fooey. Sorry. Live action.
So when Katie shows up, she's the vice chair.
Yes.
Who's trying to log in?
But it's great. It's really great to meet you.
Yeah. Right. But I didn't really appreciate it.
Like that is in white. Donna, what are they doing at the fire department? What are you doing with this? What are you, wait, whoa, I didn't read it that way. What are you guys reading?
I came over and talked to Brian and Deanna. This just sounds like a complete, in my mind, a complete miscommunication and misunderstanding.
So,
that's how I see
it. So, oh, my ears. Talk. I know. But you know what? I can
guess who? Tom, Katie's here.
Hello.
Why am
excellent.
I have a microphone in front of me.
Is it safe?
I would like to call the planning commission meeting to order.
The mic. Here. I'm just an alternate, so Quincy, you and I can share that.
So Katie's calling to order.
At 3:38 p.m. on Tuesday, May 3rd.
Okay. Need to call Donna up.
Donna, would you like to come to the table to be a voting member tonight?
Will do.
Excellent. Thank you. Tom, would you like to call roll for us?
Hey, who do we got? Katie? And Quincy and Donna, is that who we got?
Yes.
Okay, and we're missing Jim, right?
Yes.
Okay. And who we got from the public?
Councilman Josh Good.
Did you get that, Tom?
Councilman Josh Good?
Yep. Any other public?
Looks like no.
Okay.
First, we have a meeting minutes from April 5th.
But that's okay. I can hold the nurse table together. I guess we don't have minutes, huh?
Should have the minutes.
Yeah.
Was there the minutes there?
Yep, there.
I just love this internet being down.
That
should have said planning commission reports.
Oh.
Is there a copy of the minutes there?
Make a motion to approve the meeting minutes from April 5th, 2022.
I can second it.
Who made the motion?
Quincy.
Okay.
Donna seconded.
Donna second?
Yes.
Aye.
Okay.
It looks like there are here's. Are you here as public or are you here as council?
I'm here. I was just going to be here as the public.
Okay.
So I can't speak on behalf of the entire council.
You have a public comment.
I do. I just want to
have a mic.
So this is Joshua Good, member of the public and council. I just wanted to make myself available to you guys at this meeting today because I did vote to move some of the commission nominees forward and not the others. So I just want to make myself available to answer any questions that you guys may have either during, before, or after the meeting, because this is something that's on your agenda here today. So I just want to make myself present and available.
Where does that fall in our agenda?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right. I just, I'm not on the commission. So I don't know.
We don't have to pass it that way.
So Tom, Councilman Good is here to help answer questions about what might have happened at the last council meeting regarding voting for certain planning members to.
You're absolutely right. It's not on the agenda. It's not a discussion topic. I mean, he can make a statement, but it's not a topic of debate or discussion. unless it's on the agenda, unless you choose to put it on the agenda, but then it really is not a planning issue.
Well, it's kind of on there under the members reappointed by the city council.
Well, that's, you're going to have to reappoint somebody, Donna, to take one of those two vacant positions because you got a vacancy on there. And Donna's still an alternate and needs to be appointed as a regular member. That's why I put that on there. Donna, if you choose, you need to recommend that the council appoint Donna to one of those two open positions.
Okay, it looks like we are on staff and commission reports. Tom, do you have anything for us?
No, other than two people were appointed, two weren't. And we have other things that will be coming up on the, you know, planning here. Probably within a month or so, there's quite a few little things hanging out that are in the works. So they're going to take planning approval. So.
Okay, thank you, Tom.
Because I feel like they're just like, you know, this is a huge elephant in the room. And I think that, you know, two founding members that have been here forever and used to just be, you know, they had open comment a lot of the time. And that's what I enjoyed the most about the meetings. And
are we allowed to add that to the agenda, Tom?
What's that?
Discussion about the reappointment and or not reappointment of meeting members.
You guys are allowed to discuss whatever you want. It's just, you know, whether you choose to discuss it or not.
Okay. It looks like Margie has joined the call. Hello, Margie.
Hello.
Let's put that under commission report. Okay. So, has everyone listened to the audio from last meeting?
No, from the commission. From
the city council.
No, I didn't listen to it.
I did this morning.
I should have.
I listened to it. Well, it looks like they declined to reappoint Greg Hartnell to his position, because he chaired a meeting and voted while his position was expired.
That was last week, that or last month.
Yeah, that was last month. And so because of that, they decided to not approve him.
Who else?
Dick Meyer.
Why am I not surprised?
He was not approved. It looked like the council had some reservations over being able to work.
Which is so weird because Dave was always so easy to work with.
Yeah. So, Tom, are these permanent? Or I don't know how this works. Are they, can they're places be extended, or is this just a cut and dry, no, they cannot be on the commission anymore? How does that work?
Yes. Is this Quincy?
This is Katie.
Who?
This is Katie.
Oh, Katie. No, in this case, no, it's the council appoints the planning commission. So where we operate at their pleasure, I guess. So if they choose not to appoint two members, that's it.
Okay.
Can they change their minds?
I guess you'd have to have it go back before them again, because it's, you know, like, I don't know, you know, you'd have to have a motion to reconsider or something like that, I guess. And then you go through all that process, but you know, it's their action. We recommend they approve on this issue. Some planning issues, the planning's the final say. Other things, the council is, and you recommend. And in the case of planning commission members, we recommend and they appoint the positions. So.
So what happens if there aren't enough planning commission members to make a quorum? What happens to all the issues coming forward?
Then you don't have a quorum to have, you can't pass an issue. So.
So all of the public that is trying to get stuff done in the city is stuck and cannot move forward?
It's a pickle.
Yeah, it's a pickle.
I'm trying to, this is Quincy. I'm just trying to understand. And so I carefully listen. And it was kind of a mix between what I didn't understand partly was issues between what came to light with the foundation, the Trails Foundation, and then also some issues with Jake and Greg outside of that. And they were kind of all blurred together a little bit to me. But what I heard was one of the things was that Greg, which has been brought up in the past, isn't a resident of our city. That he voted in the last meeting when his term was already over, like Katie said. And the other things I understood, and I apologize if I'm wrong, but that there was a grant issue where somebody caught it, which is great. Maybe it was done, should have been done differently or something like that, but that somebody in the city caught it and but seemed like that was a big issue. It sounded like a lot of money. And then also maybe the way an emotional speech given by Jake that felt contentious or something to some people, which I didn't hear. So those are the things that I understood as kind of reasons for the council's vote.
We got to be careful here, folks, that we don't go too far afield of what's our what we're supposed to be doing. In other words, discussion is one thing, but it's like it has to relate to discussion of planning commission matters, not other issues. Let's put it that way.
I'm sorry. It's a learning opportunity too, because I mean we're here volunteering and.
I know. And we've tried really hard at that's why there was a foundation, and you guys know that the planning commission used to take care of the trails and we got out of it because there was an appearance of fairness with the open meetings law. And so it evolved. So I think Katie knows that because Katie was on it back when it was. So and only two members could be on it. And beyond planning.
Yes. Oh, got it.
So other than that, it's like there's not a lot that can be done. Like I said, we operate at the pleasure of the council. They appoint or not appoint. So and like you said though, the non-member is not an issue because that's in the code that's allowed. And one real estate person's allowed, one construction person's allowed. But there again, doesn't have to be any, they don't have to have a reason. They can either say yay or nay for any reason. So they can just say, I just don't want those, I don't like your last name. I ain't appointing you. So.
Ow. Seems pretty harsh. Looks like we don't really do very much. We could make a motion to reconsider. People, I don't know how that would solve anything.
A motion.
My honest opinion about the meeting last month. was everybody just kind of trying to step in where they left off before COVID. Maybe we didn't do it right. Mm-hmm. But I think people are being punished for it's I don't know. Just me, Tom. Donna.
It doesn't seem to add up.
I feel like we're missing something.
Well, you know, it's just excruciatingly hard to get volunteers. And there's a huge learning curve. And I mean, it's devastating. I mean, it's crippling to our city. And it doesn't make anybody really want to continue. You know, I just feel like I am just going to say there was a lot of talk of being neighbors, and that's what neighbors do, and that's what neighbors do to help each other at the meeting, at the council meeting, which I love. But I think, you know, sometimes there's disagreements and maybe they seem really big, that for the betterment of the city and the city in its whole, you know, we've worked together before, we can work together again. Everybody's heart is in the right place.
It's called agree to disagree and find a way to work it out. It can't be that hard, guys.
Would one of you like to make a motion that the city council revisit their decisions for position 3, Greg Hartnell, and position 4, Jacob Meyer?
Is Jake going to be able to attend the meeting? The only reason I'm asking this is because Jake is permanently based out of Seattle now. So is he still living here, or?
Well, that was part of, really quick, that was part of, I think, the last planning meeting, which had been the first planning meeting since COVID that I remember for
yes.
quite a while. And one of the things that I thought was really, really special about that was when Greg and Jake spoke, they both had, you know, a lot of, just kind of, you could tell, going through some things that they wanted to share with us, that besides this city step, that seemed like it was really tough. And so I just think if I can make a motion that the council might reconsider reinstating Jake Hartnell and Jake Meyer and Greg Hartnell, I'd do it in a minute. And maybe I should just, maybe I'm just going to do it.
Is that a motion?
Yes, it was.
We have a second. Donna has a second.
All I second it.
Aye.
That sorry. Was
3-4.
And I just think it's so cool that Margie's here, and also that Josh Good is here, because, you know, one of the things I was thinking about was, even though we've only had one planning commission meeting since COVID, was, you know, maybe the council could come to our meeting, you know, and a couple of you are here, so that's great.
Yeah, they can't do that either, because we've been down that road too on certain things. If it's an issue that's going to come before them, they can't be there for deliberations on something that they're going to be in a quasi-judicial position. So on planning issues, you got to be careful on what they can attend on some things, other things they can't. So.
Okay. How are we supposed to vote to give Donna position 1 if he's the only person that can second? Did you hear me, Tom?
What's that?
If we're wanting
to... Oh, to put Donna on there?
Yes.
Donna's a regular member once you've put her up there. You know, once you've called her to the table, she becomes a regular board member.
So she's allowed to vote on herself?
Absolutely. Okay. Allowed to make motions and vote once she's called to the table.
All right.
So, yeah. You have a quorum of three that can vote and make motions.
Would you like to make a motion that we appoint Donna as one?
Yes.
So.
Oh,
so
we don't have an open position.
We're asking for. Yeah.
So you're making a motion to what?
We're not making a motion.
I just got bounced out, Tom. It's Donna.
Oh.
Just for this meeting.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, if you're doing that, you already did the motion to reconsider.
Yes.
Right.
Well, then I don't know. You might want to table any appointing somebody to a vacant position if you're asking them to reconsider.
Exactly. That's the conclusion we came to as well.
So you just make a motion to table. Somebody make a motion to table it and second and table it.
I make a motion to table nominating Donna Anzalotti to one of the vacant planning commission positions until next time. Until next month.
We have a second.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Three in favor. would anyone like some chocolate covered strawberries?
Ooh. Oh, you didn't.
That's so nice of you.
Tom, when are we going to get you back in here?
Oh, getting better. One of these days, be nice if the internet worked too. So.
Yeah, they're having lots of issues.
Next, we have unfinished business, and there's no unfinished business.
Should we invite?
Are we allowed to invite the public to speak?
Allowed the public to what?
To speak.
Yeah, it's your meeting. Just that you know, all you know, whatever. Yeah.
Would like to speak at all?
Sure. So. Oh, you got it. So this is Councilman Josh Gruden. I can speak for myself, but I cannot speak for the council as a body. Obviously there's a lot of backstory and conflict that has gone in with the Trails Foundation and Greg and Jake's involvement with the Trails Foundation. One of my reservations from the vote was the Trails Foundation was corresponding with council members and be very, very studious about following the rules. So to see Greg chair a meeting for a body of which he was not a member of, and for Jake also to participate and vote for those, that was a big concern for me, because they had demonstrated to me in the past that they knew what the meeting rules were. I had a I have a ton of respect for what those guys have done and what they contributed to the city. The trails are a great resource here. Really appreciative of the work that they've done. It was an irreparable breakdown of communication, not only between them and the administration, but the council and the unwillingness to really talk with us was disappointing. And that really worried me that if there were going to be situations where the council needed to communicate with the planning commission, I wasn't confident that there would be an open line of communication. I had requested that they come to council meetings to clear the air, settle their differences with the mayor for the first few invites. I would invite them, I would get no response up until the 11th hour, like right before the attendees would have to go out. Coming, and then the last one, huge email.
Dan, I can't hear anything he's saying.
Is this
too much background?
Is that my
phone?
Yeah,
that would be
good.
Yeah.
And I could hear you right now.
Yeah. All right, is that better?
Got a lot of background discussion going on.
So I would like to get the personal issues resolved between the administration, the council, and Greg and Jake. And the other concern Donna kind of brought to my attention is if Jake is not residing here in the city and he's based out of Seattle, and Greg also isn't living in the city, we can only take one of them.
Jake lives in the city.
He owns property.
He works away. He lives. He's still residence here.
He still has a residence here.
Yeah.
Question, Tom.
Yeah, and the way the council voted, we very deliberately ensured that you guys had enough voting members for a quorum. We didn't want to disrupt the activities of the planning commission. Well, I didn't want to disrupt the activities of the planning commission. Again, I can only speak for myself.
I just have some not working again.
I just had some serious reservations about integrity and professionalism.
That's why I debated the way I did. I would like to get it resolved. I would like everyone to come together and talk and figure it out. But I tried calling the numbers on the Trails Commission website. I didn't get a response, an email, and it hasn't. I feel like we've been stonewalled, essentially. But then to say, we can't work with you, and then to step forward to say, well, we want to work in this capacity. It was difficult for me to see what had actually changed.
I'm happy to answer any questions. I've
taken way more than a lot of time.
Katie?
I think Quincy has something to add.
Okay.
Well, I think that's those are valid points, and I appreciate that Councillor Good has spoken here. But I also think it just feels like such a rigidity when in our city a lot of the times has had roadblocks, we've been stagnant, we haven't had vision at times, and I just think it's a huge loss, and
it's very disheartening to have, you know, all of a sudden these, I get what they're saying. And when you can't have communication, it's frustrating. It doesn't make sense. But I do know there's always two sides to a story. And I do think the amount of time that's been put in the past 17 years since I've lived here, these guys have been showing up. I don't know what that is in the amount of meetings twice a month, that many years. And the goodness far outweighs, you know, this last minute after COVID, aspiration in everybody's lives coming to kind of a head. I just think we should be able to get over this as a city, because we can't lose people like this. And even though, I mean, I think these are good points about, you know, non-residents of Greg Hartnell. You know, we've gone through these before in the past. We just can't, you know, it's not for not wanting to reside here. I've talked to Greg. Greg would give anything to live here. He loves this place. He gives it his all. I think he actually is planning on moving here in the future. And I just think he's dedicated so much of his time, more than most of the residents here, to the betterment of our city. And we've gotten past this, you know, this idea in the past. I think we can get past it again. Anyway, that's all I have to say, but you know, very good points. Yes, great, great points. But sometimes, you know, sometimes we just have to look at each other and say, hey, we need to work this out.
Do you have anything to add?
My honest opinion? Yes. Tom, and I know Brian can hear me. We need to learn to agree to disagree and fix it. Find middle ground. Because this doesn't work. This is not that big a community. It's big enough, but it's not like we're living in Vancouver. Anyway, that's all I have to say.
Thank you, Donna.
Welcome.
I think it's a mistake to write people off.
I know.
I think it's a mistake to write people off. And I think these two members are the heart and soul of this planning commission. And to, as he was saying, to lose them this way would be a slap in the face to all of us. And I don't think we can afford to lose them. Can you hear me at all, Tom?
What's that?
You get the recording.
I could hear all of it, pretty much. And plus, I'll play it back. Hopefully, the recording works out.
Does anyone else have anything to add before we adjourn? Go ahead, Pablo.
So since you guys voted to put them before council again, I would suggest that they reach out to council members independently. We have a consultation website. At the minimum, I would encourage them to attend the council meetings so we can clear the air here. I want to make an important distinction too. Also, I'm not opposed to having people who do not live. That is a huge resource and knowledge base. It's always good to have outside eyes. So some of my other council members had concerns about that. That's not a concern I have. An opinion. I would encourage them to come to the council meeting and to communicate with the council. They're going to be asking for us to vote, put them on the commission.
you know offhand when the next meeting is?
Yeah, let me look it up. It is going to be next Tuesday, May 10th.
Hey, if that's all, would someone like to make a motion to adjourn?
I make a motion to adjourn.
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Good job, guys. Did a good job.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you.
Well, I do the same thing.
Every time I see that.
Okay.
I gain the weight, I just walk.
No, those are true.